So one of the ways that you make sure in a weekly tactical meeting that you don't have meeting mush is you stay on the lookout for effectively three things. There are three key elements that you are searching for, that you are managing anytime you're in a weekly tactical meeting. And the first element is a strategic parking lot. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna create what's called a strategic parking lot. It's literally something on a whiteboard or on a screen that everybody can see. And as you're having the conversation, when the person says, hey, we need to fix this IT solution, another person says, hey, you know what? There's a long-term trend going on in IT that means that we're migrating more to this kind of technology. I wonder if we should use that technology. That is not something you're gonna decide in the next 2 weeks, nor is it that urgent. So what you're gonna do is, as a leader, you're gonna capture that idea. It's a good idea, it's a relevant idea, you don't wanna miss it, and you're gonna put it in the strategic parking lot. You're literally gonna write it on a board and say, IT trends. And you now know you've captured that idea, and you're gonna let people know, we're gonna capture that. That's a strategic idea for our strategy meetings. And now you've basically honed in, and you've saved yourself another 20 minutes of conversation that wouldn't have gone anywhere and wouldn't have yielded anything. So it's captured on the strategy parking lot, which forms the agenda for your strategy meetings, whenever those happen. Could be once a month, could be quarterly, it's up to you. So that's the first thing you're gonna create. Very important that it's seen by others. Very important that you write it down. Very important that you know you have the container. Otherwise, you'll be tempted to try to process it in that moment. Second big thing that you are going to make sure you need or you're going to look out for are what are called monkeys. Monkeys are just a term used to describe action items or to-dos, tasks. It's the monkey on your back that until you get it done, you can't get it off, right? So you wanna identify what are the monkeys on our backs? What are those tasks and action items? And what you're gonna be doing is you're gonna be searching for, hey, as we're having our conversation, something's gonna come up. Like, yeah, I probably should talk to that person about that. Boom, right there, that's an action item, that's a monkey. You need to talk to that person. When are you gonna do it by? And then you're gonna capture those. So I'm gonna show you in a bit later, the next video, there's actually gonna be a role to help capture those monkeys, which is another key element. So you've got strategic elements, which are the big picture stuff that you're not gonna discuss in this meeting. And then you've got monkeys, which are the really tactical things that need to be dealt with and need to be accountable. So whoever's doing them, they need to be accountable for it. Otherwise, it's just gonna fall through. Big ideas will come out, tons of ideas get generated, and they all just fall through the sieve. So this is the way you're gonna keep that. And then the final element is one of the most important and often overlooked, and that is the tensions. So this is where, you know how I talked about in the beginning, setting a positive emotional climate. Well, a positive emotional climate is difficult to set when all you do is talk about problems, which are almost always framed in the negative. A tension is a neutral expression of the same idea. And that's a better way for you to think through what's happening. And here's why. Attention is simply the gap between your current experience on an issue and the perceived potential of that issue. And the gap between these two things, like a rubber band being stretched, creates tension. Some level of tension, which is charged with energy. So every tension, everything that you see where there is a gap between this is what's currently happening, this is what we hope happens, every time you see that, that is a tension charged with great potential and energy. And the way that you unleash the potential of that tension is through your creativity. You and I and all of us in this meeting have to identify the tensions and begin to try to create solutions that resolve, release, and actualize the potential of every one of those tensions. So your job and everybody's job in that meeting is almost like the sensors on a car, right? The car is full of all kinds of sensors telling you, you're getting close to a curb, you've got a little beeping noise. There are mirrors, there are sensors in the tires telling you the temperature of the road, depending on what kind of car you've got, some of these advanced sensors. They're telling you information about all the conditions around you. And so our job in our organization is to become the sensors of tensions. And meetings are places where you process those tensions, where you actually resolve and release the tensions that are being identified. So that's the whole idea of sensing tension. So you've got three things now you're looking for: strategic parking lot, strategic items, right? That you're gonna put those there. You're looking for monkeys, things that are action items that have to be done. And you're looking for tensions, places where you can bring your creativity to resolve them. Now, this is really important, that piece about tensions, because when you know that we come to meetings to create solutions, to unleash potential, that is a far more engaging experience because it taps into your innate creativity and your desire to do something new in the world, rather than I've got to go fix broken things. And so when you're naming and identifying tensions, you're literally going to say, it sounds like that's a tension we need to process. Something like that. And the tension could be this. We've got communication tension. Not a problem, just a tension. Great. Identify what the tension is. The current experience is what? Articulate what the current experience is. I'm not getting this information that I need in a timely manner. Okay, what's the desired potential? What do you think is possible? Me getting that information in a timely manner. Great. So it may not actually be a communication problem. That's a bigger tension, right? There might be a subtension, which is just information flow, tension around how information is flowing in one direction. The person doesn't need a conversation. They just need information to be passed to them somehow, some way, by a certain time. And so that person can ask for someone to formalize and bring that information to them. So that's how you work with these three things: strategy items in the parking lot, monkeys, and tensions. In the next video, we're going to talk about the key roles that every tactical meeting has to have.